Food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
How often have you heard your kids say, "That doesn't look good, I won't eat it"? Or how often has that phrase played in your own head? Well, all of us do this because we all eat with our eyes. The color, textures, and presentations make or break a meal. That's the fact. And here to explain and give you tips on how to make delicious, healthy meals your family will absolutely feast on is Catherine McCord, founder of Welicious.com. She's written a wonderful cookbook, and she's a food show personality. Odds are you have seen her on TV, and you'll see her more and more because she is amazing. Welcome to our Family Food Kitchen, Catherine.
Thank you so much.
It's so great to have you, and I want to start off by asking you to explain, what does it mean? Everybody hears you eat with our eyes, but what does that really mean?
Well, we eat with our eyes because, I mean, of course we're going to be tasting the food, but, you know, that visual sensation can be really exciting and overwhelming. So, you know, especially when kids are eating, if it's, you know, a blah-looking meal versus like a visually, you know, colorful, bright meal, it can be really exciting and also very enticing.
Well, I think that, you know, when we do Kid Critics Taste Test, we ask them to first tell us whether it looks good, then smells good, then tastes good, because they pass judgment, as you were describing, on what they see before they'll decide whether they'll eat it, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, that's why it's funny if you, you know, sometimes if you cut things in fun different shapes, kids will eat it faster than you think that they would, versus, you know, just like a plain simple shape. Or if you put something in like, I make strawberry aliens, you know, they like make it look funny and fun, they might try something that, you know, they've never tried before.
That's such a good point, playing on their imagination. They have so much imagination, so giving them some tools to carry on a storyline maybe at the table will entice them. Do you think you can even get a picky eater to try a new vegetable if you just change the way you present it?
I mean, I've seen it so many times. I cook with a lot of school kids, and we had a kid last year who had never eaten anything green. I mean, his mother was like, professed, never eaten anything green. And we made, it was St. Patrick's Day, we made green pancakes. And I had him in there just stuffing spinach into the blender with some whole wheat pancake batter and made these pancakes. And there he was, just, you know, just chowing down. You know, his mother was like, "I can't believe he's eating these." You know, I mean, I've also seen my son with friends in the garden at our house being like, no, eat it. Eat the kale. Eat it. It's good. It's good. I mean, he's like a good salesperson for trying to get kids to eat greens.
Yeah, you probably should put him on some YouTubes and so that the parents will actually see to believe it. Maybe they think just because it's your child, but when they see other kids eating it. I want to get back to the colors because I want to clarify. I doubt very much that you use food dyes to color food to make it more appealing.
No, I mean, I'm especially with Welicious, I always say, you know, eat everything. It's all about balance. But the one thing that I really do try that my kids won't eat, and I've never really overly hit it home. They've kind of made the decision. I think they figured it out pretty quick, was foods with, you know, red or green or blue food dyes. You know, we're looking for that natural raspberry, strawberry color, you know, that vibrant green that comes from, you know, natural foods.
Yeah, there's no need to use food dyes when nature presents us with all the natural colors we want. It's just a matter of how to integrate them in your recipes. Recently, we had strawberry cupcakes because it was a girl party, so she wanted pink cupcakes. Just add strawberry to the batter. There you go. You have pink cupcakes that taste better. So why not, right? So
absolutely.
I think a lot of parents also deal with the issue of textures. Do you think textures play a big part in presentation and also in kids trying things?
Yeah, I mean, I think that people don't even realize that, especially at the toddler age. There's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of kids that have some sort, you know, sort of oral sensation, like that don't like certain textures.
Yeah.
And also, I think, you know, I always say that, you know, even when you pack like a school lunch, offer things that are crunchy and something smooth and, so, you know, just like different textures, because that chewing sensation can be very appealing for some kids. I mean, some kids really need that crunch. They need that celery. They need that pretzel. They need, it's an oral sensation.
Yeah, I was surprised, and we've done taste tests with kids for peanut butter, that not so many want the crunchy peanut butter, which shocked me, but there's an example where texture can make a difference, but they love the creamy, so you do have an alternative. You had mentioned that early on about presenting a colorful plate versus a blah plate, but we do know kids eat a lot of beige and brown blah plates, so for the moms who don't have a lot of time, how can they dress up like a mac and cheese or what's another one? You know, they have chicken fingers and fries or something. What are the tips to turn it into a colorful, healthy meal?
We think we want to incorporate our kids. We want to offer them something, you know, let them pick out one vegetable to add to their mac and cheese. Do you want to have peas? Do you want to have little bits of cauliflower or some grated carrot? Let's get a vegetable. You choose. What do you want it to be? And the same thing with the chicken nuggets. There's nothing the matter with chicken nuggets. Let kids eat chicken nuggets, but also serve some kind of like really great vegetable on the side, maybe with a hummus for some extra protein, or, you know, ranch dressing, or just something where they're getting, you know, that vegetable in that dip, or, you know, just always trying to get more color, more nutrition, more flavor in every meal.
Yeah, you mentioned your lunch boxes, and for everybody that's listening, you need to follow Wealicious on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook to see her lunchbox pictures, because if you're anything like me, you're going to be salivating. They're just so beautiful, almost too beautiful to eat. They're just such a colorful presentation of things. So it really inspires us. It has inspired me to add more color to my own kids' lunch boxes. So anyways, we have some specific foods we want to ask you for some tips. So we believe eggs are a great food for kids, but eggs can be kind of blah, I guess. So do you have any ideas on how can we make presentation of eggs a little bit more fun and attractive to kids?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I always keep hard-boiled eggs in the refrigerator because it's got to be easy for parents. So, you know, a hard-boiled egg, the way you cut it, my daughter didn't really love them, and then I recently bought one of the, like, cutters that cuts them into thin slices, and I took, like, a teeny bit of pink molten sea salt on it, and she, like, loves it now. And it's funny, it's just that we just changed the way that it was created, mm-hmm. I mean, or that it, you know, that it was served. And my son loves egg pesto melts. It's just whisked egg, a little bit of pesto, and you make a sandwich with it, with some cheese, and they're just absolutely delicious. So, you know, eggs are totally your best friend because they're just, like, packed with iron, protein, inexpensive, and just really easy.
Yeah, you're right about that. It's such an easy item to add to a lunchbox, but just bringing a boiled egg to school is just not that fun. So I love those ideas. Catherine, it was such a pleasure and an honor to have you here with us on our Family Food Kitchen. I want to make sure everybody knows where to find your books and inspiration, and that's on her website, and that's www.wealicious.com. That's WEELICIOUS.com. Look for her cookbooks. You're going to be so happy. They're just beautiful. And remember, you can always find healthy solutions for feeding your families on our website, and that's kidcritics.org, spelled with two K's. You can listen to all our shows always on RadioMD.com. Thank you so much for being with us. Eat well and stay well.